Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us for another episode of Wise Sister Secrets. Today is the middle of December, and Christmas is a week from Friday, and I'm excited to share this show today with my sister. Hey, Lori, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon from Indianapolis, Indiana. I am super excited to be here this afternoon, Barb, because we're going to have a really fun show.
Yeah, we had a warm-up with our friend Leslie. Leslie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, here from Collinsville, Illinois.
Oh, hey, yeah. And I'm in Glen Ellen, where it is 61 degrees. It is so not like the holidays. I mean, I like warm weather, but this is ridiculous. I mean, usually I'm getting all bundled up to walk the dog. Even she has her snow coat. Now we're just walking around with jackets and no gloves. I'm sure that'll be abruptly halted very soon, but we do have an exciting week coming up. Not only is the holiday season upon us, and I did see Santa's reindeers yesterday, which is cool. They look like they're in great shape for the flight. But also, this is an exciting week because Star Wars The Force Awakens opens on Thursday. And although I am not the biggest Star Wars fan in the world, I think Leslie and Lori are like, they're really challenging each other for that title. So, I guess this is a kind of a big deal. You know, $28 billion franchise is how much it's added up to. And we've had some fun looking at the different kinds of things you can buy for the holidays around the movie. And what have you ladies found that you would like to have or give?
Well, you know, I just want to go back to our days in Danville as girls together, because when Star Wars came out, in 1977, I saw it 27 times in Danville, Illinois, at the theater with my occasionally with my dear friend Les, who's on the line.
And I think I slept through it about 25 times because I had to keep going.
Oh, man. That was what we did. And you know, it's just been part of my film going experience. And I can't even think back to why it was so – well, that was all we had to do, really, in Danville, was have a couple of pops and go see the movie.
That's true. Also, it was a whole different kind of movie.
Yeah, it was like nothing we'd seen before.
Yeah, true. It was groundbreaking at the time. I mean, to see all those special effects and the story was so magical. And just the whole space scene seemed, you know, just out of reach. It was really monumental.
I wish we had our original lightsabers that we had back then, Barb. Remember those? Those were great party favors.
Yes, they were.
Favors? I don't know. I don't know if I call it party favor. Maybe they, you know, they were inciting a lot of activity at parties. There were a lot of, just it really brought out, like, the actor or the actress and everyone. Yeah, they were good. They were good foils and those kinds of things. So, yeah,
and they hurt, too. Well, so, Barbara, you were telling Leslie and I that you have done all your shopping. You're buying people just Star Wars-themed gifts.
That was kind of like a fantasy thing to go along with the theme. But if you wanted to, you could. I mean, everything from, like, Millennium Falcon, iHome, to Darth Vader posters, which I guess Leslie has already given to someone. I do like the 3D nightlight that you can attach. Yeah, last year you were way ahead of the things, you innovator, you. You can attach the 3D nightlight to a wall, which I think could have a lot of different applications. So it's not just for the children in your life. You can even get at Best Buy, they have a special edition Star Wars laptop from HP. It'll only set you back $880.
Well, Leslie, what's the biggest Star Wars gift you're giving this year?
Well, ugly sweaters. I got my son Max an ugly Star Wars sweater. It's got Darth Vader in the middle, and it's got two of the stormtroopers on either side, and it's got holly and all this stuff, and it is, well, it falls in the category of ugly Christmas sweater. Of course, in my opinion, most Christmas sweaters are ugly, so that's kind of a moot point. But I got everybody in my family has an ugly Christmas sweater this year. I even have one.
My husband has one. Are you doing this for a photo?
No, I'm trying to stir up the Christmas spirit, and I thought ugly Christmas sweaters might work. Yeah,
what?
My husband's is one with the ugly cat on it that says Santa Claus, which is fitting for him because our cat Jack is always jumping up on him and clawing him. And then my daughter has Merry Christmas, You Dirty Animal from Home Alone 2, I believe it is. My daughter-in-law has, actually, it's kind of cute. It's got a fat penguin on it. And, of course, I have the Grinch with a Christmas tree that looks like it's ready to drop.
You know what I like is that, yeah, I don't think so. You always say that. But you've at least had some thought about the theme for each person for your holiday sweater, so it kind of makes some sense. It's a personal statement. We didn't used to wear those, though. As I need to tell our listeners, Leslie Levy O'Connor comes from Danville. We went to school together, but a very long line of just elegant clothing. Her family had the finest clothing store I've ever been to, and she is just the perfect person when it comes to great taste and beautiful clothes. And so we love to have her on the show to talk to her. But what in the world with the ugly sweater thing? I like that you make them a personal statement, but what's the evolution? Can you give us some thoughts on that?
Well, I personally think the evolution came from everybody wanting to get into the holiday spirit, so they wear Christmas sweaters, you know, with holly and Christmas trees and stuff like that. You know, for a long time, it was the Swiss ski sweaters that they'd wear. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were a long time
ago. Giant snowflakes on them.
Exactly. And for a long time, people wore those in the cold weather, and then I believe they decided, well, let's have some fun with this. So they'd put a Christmas tree on it, or they'd put a snowman or something like that. And kids loved them when they were little, absolutely loved them, and I think adults started getting into it. You know, you'd see grandmothers in these Christmas vests with felt appliques on them, and I think it just evolved eventually. It's a big business. Financially, but it's fun for the consumer because, well, you know, we can reflect how we feel about Christmas. We can reflect just lots of things. You know, I'm not a big ho-ho-ho person, as you know, but it can add some fun to a holiday that can otherwise be really, really stressful to people. You know, a minute of fun laughing about somebody's sweater is wonderful when you're stressed for the holidays.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, like, you're an interesting person to have on to talk about Christmas because you're Jewish.
Yes.
And occasionally had to go to Methodist Sunday school.
Yes. My mother used to take me to Methodist Sunday school every Sunday when I was little, and my father would take me to the Reformed Temple on Friday nights. And I remember one Christmas, I think I was 5 or 6, our nice, nice Sunday school teacher was telling us about this is Jesus' birthday party. And I said, well, I'm not coming anymore because I come every year and Jesus never shows up. And she just kind of looks at me like, huh? And she says, well, dear, Jesus is here in spirit. And I said, but you can't have cake with a spirit. And that was, it took me years to figure that one out. And it's been a family story all this time. And I thought it was a perfectly rational question for a small child to ask. you know, why isn't Jesus here at his birthday party? We can't eat cake with him since he's not here. But I don't know.
That's a cute story. So what, you know, something crossed my mind a while ago thinking about, you know, nobody ever says get in the Hanukkah spirit, do they?
No, they say get in the holiday spirit.
Okay. Oh, well, but it seems like maybe there's not an issue with people trying to find the Hanukkah spirit or the holiday spirit, more so as people really trying to find... Seems like Jewish people got it figured out a little bit, maybe better, because you got the 7 days of light, which...
8 days of Hanukkah. The
party.
Eight.
Yes. Eight parties.
Yeah, well... well, most... okay, when my father came to this country, he came in 1924 when he was 16, and he worked very, very hard to assimilate, to leave the old country and the old customs behind. You know, he let us have a Christmas tree, and that was no trouble. He called it a Hanukkah bush. And he found a six-pointed star to put on it, so everybody was happy. And I think that that was a big concession for him, because it was just another thing of leaving his past behind. But he went to temple as long as the temple was there, and then when it switched over, when that closed in, there was nothing but the Orthodox temple or Orthodox synagogue. We kind of quit going because I wasn't welcome.
Because it's all those years at the Methodist Sunday school, I bet you.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, I was. My father was told he could come, but he couldn't bring me, and he just said, okay, and that was the end of it.
So interesting, makes for interesting holiday traditions. One of the things Barb and I talk about, and we try really, really hard, both in our individual families, and I know you do too, Leslie, is trying to keep some element of peace and joy. Maybe joy might be going too far of a stretch for some people, but trying to keep peace in the family during the holidays. You know what I mean, Barb?
Yeah, I do. It's it is a struggle, especially when they're younger and you have so many different things to go to. I remember when we had kids that would have concerts, we'd have all these practices, and then you've got all the teacher gifts, all the parties towards the end of the year. It's a flurry of activity. You've got church stuff going on. If you're working, you've got end-of-year projects happening. You've got cards you want to go out, cookies to bake, and it's on and on and on and on. So, yeah, finding those quiet, peaceful moments. And it's nice that we have a fireplace because a lot of times we'd wind up there. Or just watching a Christmas movie together with a bowl of popcorn was always fun. But you're right. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and not stop and really experience the joy of the moment, which a lot of times for me was when I would take the kids. We have this annual tradition. We'd go downtown to Macy's because I loved going to Marshall Field's when I was little. And we'd go to State Street, and we would go. Like, everybody picked out on an ornament that's it because they're all like half off by the time we go. And then we would have a hot chocolate together, a little lunch. And just looking at the windows and being together for those few little moments was kind of a way to catch our breath and just be together in the season.
Tell us, Leslie, you know, you guys, when you had the store in Danville, I loved the Christmas time because I love going to the store. I love the extra merchandise you guys would get, the special gifts.
And don't forget
the
drinks we served. Yes.
Yes, and the cocktails.
Yeah, it was better than hanging out at a bar. I mean, the company was great. Quality was great. Plus, you could buy stuff. It was like so many things rolled into one.
And what a beautiful store.
Yeah, it was fun.
And your mom would say, why don't you try this on? Why don't you try that on? And I just felt like, wow, you know, I'd always be feeling so good.
Yeah, it would have, you know, it was really a wonderful, wonderful thing. And if for our listeners, if you've never been to one of these classic boutiques like Leslie's family had, there were beautiful chaise lounges that you could sit on while, you know, your friends or whomever was with you watch you try on clothes. They had these wonderful dressing rooms, and they had this special little net bag you would put over your head so that you wouldn't get your makeup smeared all over the clothes. And there would be, the seamstress would always be standing at the ready to make the appropriate alterations. But at Christmas time at your store, it was a time of Eisenberg ice, jewelry, and beautiful clothes and wonderful coats. Just a great time, Leslie. What's your most favorite memory about that?
Oh, well, they're all good. I remember standing at my wrapping table day after day after day after day, wrapping all these presents in this beautiful paper with beautiful ribbons and putting little paper things on them for who they belong to. And, oh, God, I remember one Christmas there was one package left, and I couldn't figure out whose it was, so I had to unwrap it, look at it, go through the tickets, figure out who it belonged to, call them, and then take rewrap the package and take it over to their house. Oh, my God. But that's what we did. That's what we did.
That is customer service. Wow.
Yes, you don't get that anymore because almost everything's a chain store.
Yeah.
You know, if
well, that's
our
true.
store can survive now.
I don't know. We'd do our level best to keep you guys in business, wouldn't we, Barb?
So, yeah, we do have, in Chicago suburbs, they do have stores like that. And we do have one here in town where you can go in and we don't have our beautiful clothing store anymore. Actually, this one does have clothing as well. You can go in. We have a couple, actually, now that I think about it. And they'll wrap your gifts for you. Not the same level of service, not the same gorgeous interior. But there, I think you do have to shop small if you want to get that kind of attention. I know
you do.
If you go to the mall, it's so hard. The best customer service you get at the mall is when they go through the drawer and find an extra coupon for you so you can get another 20% off. That's about as far as it goes. So.
Yes, or going to five different register stations to actually find someone to take your money. That's always my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I know. That's crazy. Well, so while we're talking about this, help us figure out what to wear, Leslie. We both got parties this week. How dress? Okay, I have to go with my husband. I'm very excited. They are having a company Christmas party in which spouses are invited. Big deal for them. What in the world do I wear?
Let's see. Well, what is Ted wearing?
Now, there's a place to start.
He says he's wearing a tuxedo.
But he's not wearing a tuxedo. He's, oh, honey, it doesn't matter. You know
he's wearing a Santa.
No. I guess. Okay, I'm gonna say he's gonna wear a dress pant, a really nice blazer and tie and dress shoes. Okay? So not a suit, but a blazer and tie. Okay.
Okay. That is dressed down just a tiny bit from a suit. If I were you, I know you love your print dresses.
Yeah.
How often are you going to see these people?
Well, occasionally.
In a social situation where you would dress up.
Oh, not very often. Not very often at all.
And then wear your print. Wear one of your print dresses that you love that you can't wear too often because they're so noticeable.
Well, okay, well, I have a Tahari dress, love Tahari, and it's sparkly and sequiny. Is that going to be open?
I would wear that dress because I actually borrowed it and wore it to a Christmas party here in Chicago, and everyone was talking about how great it looked. I can't make it look as good as Lori does, but just the fabric, it catches the light, and it is stunning.
Mm.
I think Leslie's right. That's what I would go with.
Do you remember the velvet, black velvet dress with the glitter I got from your store, Leslie, years ago? And it was the most spectacular dress. And I said, how do I clean this? And you said, Roz, do you think we'd sell you a dress that you don't know how to clean? And I said, well, I don't know. But anyway, it was kind of funny trying to figure out. But I love that dress. I kept that dress forever and finally gave it to Goodwill after about 20 years. I'm like, I can't keep dragging this dress all over, but I just loved it. Okay, so you like that idea. So tell us. Go ahead, Fred.
I wanted to ask her what I should wear. So I have three choices. It's like a social Christmas party in Chicago. You'll see everything from ugly Christmas sweaters with jeans all the way up to, like, strapless evening gowns. Not evening gowns, but, like, cocktail dresses.
Yeah.
The same
choices
party?
Are. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If it's that kind of an occasion where... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You've got people coming from work, people who really like to spice it up, and, you know, people who are just you know, they might be college students. So my choices are black flowing palazzo pants with a black top and really cool Sam Edelman sparkly shoes. That's one option. Another option is a bodycon kind of silvery black sleeveless dress that's kind of sexy with sparkle. So that's another option. And then the third option is a little black dress with like a Michael Jackson kind of blazer. It's actually a Michael Kors. That's like a pewter sparkle.
What Michael Jackson era was?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Did I say that? I said Michael Kors.
Yes.
Anyway.
What the hell are you talking about?
I said Michael Kors. So anyway,
sorry, Michael.
Well,
Michael Kors.
Yeah, I kind of got stuck on the Michael Jackson. Oh, my Lord.
And I am wearing one white glove. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Yes, everybody would think you're Cinderella, except with a hand. Never
exactly,
mind what I was
going
to say after that.
Yeah, so what do you like?
I like the palazzo pants.
Why do you like those?
Because you said people are going to be wearing anything from jeans and ugly sweaters to strapless cocktail gowns and everything. That is just something that will, it goes with the flow.
Yeah, no one else would be wearing them either, I don't think. And plus
probably
the shoes
not.
Are really, really cool, and they're comfy. So I just have to find
that's
top
important.
I like.
Oh,
yeah,
and palazzo pants are what we call them, correct?
Yeah, well, that's what we used to call them. I don't know what you call them now. I would say they're still palazzo pants.
I think they are. Yeah, they're like a real sheer, crepey kind of material. I wore them to the opera, and people liked them. So.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you know that jacket I talked about, that Michael Kors jacket? I've worn it once, and it just turned heads because people have never seen anything like that. So maybe I should wear that with the palazzo pants.
That would work.
Long. Yeah.
Well,
maybe
look
I'll
at yourself in the mirror and see if it cuts you too much with the pants.
Oh. Yeah, I tend to look best with one flowing line. I had a dress on that I wore, and then I had like a three-quarter length kind of jacket over it, and somebody said, you just have to take that off. It just adds too much of a line. So, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I should. Maybe I'll text you the pictures and you can pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Leslie's always available for consultation on what to wear. So I'm going to wear the Sahari dress. Okay. I do love that dress.
Oh, my gosh. That's gorgeous. If you're not going to wear it, just FedEx it and I'll wear it.
Or I'd say send it to me and I'd wear it, but it wouldn't fit me.
Well, it's pretty stretchy.
We used to remember, oh my gosh, one of the great things about friendship is that sharing clothes and trading clothes, and that would be a wonderful thing to do again if we were all closer. Well, let's go back to talking about Christmas presents and Star Wars sweaters and Star Wars gifts and not trying to stress ourselves out. It seems like, you know, at this time in our lives, we have the gift of maturity and the ability to kind of look back and think about things differently. Tell me something, and then Barb's got a very special question for us at the end. But if we could look at ourselves 25 years ago, what kind of advice would we give ourselves?
About Christmas or
about Christmas?
About holidays?
Holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, all that kind of stuff.
Love your kids more. You can never love them enough.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would also say be in the moment and forget all the frivolity, you know, just really focus on what it means. Like one of my favorite Christmases 25 years ago probably was when Phoebe was learning to read. And she was too young to really read, but she liked the color, and she thought she was reading. She's like, And we gave her 10 coloring books, I think, all wrapped up. And she opened those up and made a little walkway out of them. And all morning long, she just ran back and forth and got her crayons. And it was just so beautiful just to see the delight in enjoying something as simple as that. You know, it's so cute.
Yeah, I would say don't worry about the pictures. You know, don't be creating events just for the pictures or the Facebook posts or, God forbid, the Instagram posts. We didn't have all those things back there, but my God, we always had a camera at the ready and took so many pictures of everything.
I would
was...
say take more pictures, though, because I didn't
well,
have
Well, you
enough.
Could say that.
I was
yes.
so busy, you know, getting making sure everybody had this and that and doing this and that, that even though I had the camera, I didn't take enough pictures. So
yeah,
you're right.
Well,
don't
that's...
take them for online. Take them for you.
Well, yeah. Isn't it funny how mom's always the one who has to run around, do this, that, and the other thing, and dad could be taking pictures,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't?
Well,
I always
think
that's great. It's like
together.
When you're going somewhere. Yeah, it's like when you're going somewhere with the kids. You know, mom's carrying the diaper bag, the
yeah.
casserole or whatever, the kids and everything, and dad's holding the car keys saying, what's taking you so long?
Yeah.
All the days, yes. What would you do, Lori? What would you say to yourself?
Wow. I love so many things that we did at Christmas. I would say just be kinder to my in-laws. I wasn't necessarily horrible, but be kinder, you know, just and just let so many things go. Just let it go. Let mom make those, granddad's mom, whatever she wanted, and just be more celebratory of the homemade eggnog, which is really good, and I do miss her for that. I miss her for a lot of reasons, but, you know, just let it go. You know, it's like the Frozen song, but just try to be recognized that she's wanting to make her contribution, too. And I think that's, you know, in blended families, so many people want to do something too. Let it be, just accept their contribution. And that's what I would do differently. So what's the big burning question you got for us, Barb? Leslie and I are going
to
hold our breath.
I want to know.
Hold your breath,
Leslie.
Okay.
We're going to be watching Star Wars. We're going Thursday night to the Glen in downtown Glen Ellen. $7.50 advance ticket. So I'm very excited. And you can really do it up right there for $7. So my question to you is, if you could be a Star Wars character, which one would you be?
Oh, I know.
You realize there are very
what?
Few women in Star Wars.
Leia, without question, Leia.
You would be, Lori?
I can just see you in that bikini she was wearing with
I know.
Jabba.
I could rock that.
Yeah, you could.
Would you be Princess Leia too, Leslie?
Jabba
no,
the
I think
Hutt,
I'd...
Barb.
Oh, Lori would be Jabba the Hutt?
No, Leslie, I thought you were saying you'd be Jabba the Hutt. I'll shut up.
Oh, hell Leia. No. Hell no.
So, Leslie.
No, I was just picturing you in a bikini with Jabba the Hutt.
Oh.
That scene.
Yeah.
Who would I be?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd be Queen Amidala.
Ooh, good choice.
How about you, Barb?
I would my first choice would be to be the Millennium Falcon. If I can't be that, then I would be Yoda. Because I feel like I think Yoda, you know, I just love what he has to say. And I love that character. We did take our kids to see the Star Wars exhibit twice, once in St. Paul and once in Indianapolis. And both times I just love that Yoda character.
He is cute, isn't he?
Well, he's
yeah.
so smart. I mean, he's just, you know,
yes.
he's like a, yeah. So he's got a lot of good things to say.
Yes,
and
he does.
Millennium Falcon is
even though it's
technology. I like technology. So,
yeah. Well, you can tell Yoda, he isn't a native English speaker because he messes up his sentence structure.
Yeah, but that's part of his charm, yes.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
Well, I can't wait.
Yes.
So next week when we get together again and circle the wagons, we'll be talking about Star Wars. I'm going Friday to the IMAX to see it. Can't wait with my family. So that will be fun. Just love you guys so much. This is always a great time to get together. So we'll also, Leslie, thank you for the
you're quite
advice
welcome.
On what to wear.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I'm getting my clean. Well, have a happy holiday week, everybody. Do not go crazy. Just relax, enjoy the moment, and sparkle all you can.
Yeah, I still have to decorate my tree. I stand there and throw stuff at it, and wherever it lands, that's where it is. That is a good stress reliever.
Oh, those ornaments, Leslie, okay?
Well, I throw pine cones.
Have a great week, guys. Love everybody. We love, and thanks for listening in. Take care.
Bye-bye.